When your daughter was very small, do you remember what you taught her to do when you were out shopping in a busy place? She loved to go off and explore and discover things for herself, and you were happy to allow her to do that, knowing that she was always protected and trusting that she had her own stream of guidance that would allow her to be in a place that was safe and not allow her to be in a place that was not safe. And do you recall how you would say to her, "Darling, don't lose me, will you? And if you do, then stand still in the middle of the store and shout as loudly as you can, 'Mommy!' and I will come and find you. Don't move from that spot and I will always find you. Nobody else will be able to take you from there if you don't move and you just keep shouting." And this worked, didn't it? Every time. She felt the responsibility not to lose you. In other words, what you were teaching her was to stay in alignment with a source, which at that time was reflected in you. And once she got that, she felt safe enough to explore her own world and to stay safe by knowing that all she ever had to do was shout out for Mom and Mom would find her. Excellent example, and illustrates what we are saying to you now. There are many ways in which you can realign yourself very quickly. Once you are feeling bad enough that you really know you are off track with your inner being and subsequently with your source, make a conscious and deliberate decision to find relief. Do not beat yourself up by a punishing schedule of housework or shopping for the dinner ingredients in order that you might make someone else feel better, although that is not a bad thing. But if you are doing it for another and not for yourself, initially you will feel the drag of no energy, you see. Your energy will be quickly spent because you are burdening yourself with guilt, and you are expending your energy through guilt on behalf of someone else instead of expending your energy on filling you up again. Do you get that? In other words, I feel bad and so now I don't feel like I have earned something good for myself because I felt bad this morning and now I've made my lovely husband feel bad and I will try to make things feel better and I will go out and get him a nice bottle of wine and make him a nice dinner and clean the house so that when he comes home it will look great. And so you spend all day cleaning and shopping and cooking and then he comes home and you're spent. Too tired to enjoy the evening and back to square one you go again. When you are coming from the place of guilt and not feeling good about yourself, we would encourage you to find easier routes back to alignment. Because when you have done things that make you happy, you not only have a surge of energy again, you also do things that make you sure you rendezvous with others who are uplifting. How many times have you popped into the library or coffee shop on an inspired action thought or whim and found that the person you spoke to in there was needing what you said to them, or vice versa? Those are the rendezvous that are most expanding, and then when hubby comes home, you have something of worth and value to tell him. Other than how many bags of dust you vacuumed up today and whether or not you cooked the potatoes in the oven or on the hob, do you see? So next time this thing happens, stop and think, what would truly make me feel a little better? What can I do about that which will make me feel excited and eager and content and happy again? And find that thing and make sure you're doing it only for you. For as we've said many times before, if you are not a full vessel, you have nothing to give another anyway. Only when your cup is overflowing do you have excess to share, do you see? So, in conclusion, we would say to you, focus on streaming your experiences in a way that is more seamless. And we know this takes practice, and what we also want to say is that it doesn't matter if your life zigs and zags and meanders a little. That is just how life is sometimes, and all of its experience, and what you can do is make peace with all of those things and enjoy even the down times, for they're valuable in their own way. You're all beautiful stars, and you all glow in your own orbit, and your own light adds to the universal whole and always will. You are so loved.